Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Aleph and Maseches Gittin. It is the 1,288th daf in Shatz. I'm zochet to learn this with you from a warm, and we're in the middle of February, a warm Beit Shemesh day. My parents told me, this is incentive for people to make Aliyah. My parents told me that it is really cold in New York right now. If you come to Beit Shemesh, you'll be able to walk around without a coat. And for those of us, although it was quite rainy the last couple of weeks here in Arzenu Akdosha, some of us got sick in that cold weather. Now the sun is warming up. It's Merape. It's a Shemesh Merape. May that Shemesh always warm up the Jewish people in Arzenu Akdosha and be a Shemesh Merape to Kol Chol Yisrael. We need many Yeshuas. And may we be Zocha all together to bask in the warmth of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and Eretz Yisrael. Bezer Hashem, our daf is going to discuss the Mishnah on daf Nun Tesem Beis in regards to other examples of Darkei Shalom that Rabbi Yossi tells us that taking from a Cheresh who had picked up an object and wanted to acquire for himself, the Tanakhama says that you're not allowed to take it from him because that is violation of Darkei Shalom. And Rabbi Yossi says it's Gezel Gomer. We're going to continue on with those examples of the Mishnayis. Of course, the rule of today's daf is continuing the Mishnayis on daf Nun Ches and Nun Tes that emphasize the essence of Darkei Shalom in Avodas Hashem, the essence of Torah, Zeitz Chaim Hil Machazikim Bav Samchel, Mushar Dvarachel, Darchei Noam, V'chol Nesivoseh Shalom, that the essence of Torah is Shalom, and that's something that we have to constantly embody. The Mishnah will then begin a new topic, and that is instances where we don't involve ourselves in the actions of others, even due to Darkei Shalom, because they are doing Averos. We're not allowed to be Machzik Yedei over Avera, but the Mishnah tells us that we are allowed in certain instances to be Shalin Bishlomam. We're going to discuss the halachas of someone who's doing Malacha and Shvius and saying hello to them due to Darkei Shalom. So let's, Bezer Hashem, begin to be lines from top. Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. If we have Metzias Cheresh Shota, so then in such a case, Cheresh Shota V'Katan, found an object. So Minat Torah, they're not Konen. So says the Mishnah. However, you're not allowed to take what they found, even though it really technically doesn't belong to them, because of Darkei Shalom. Rabbi Yossi comments on that. No, it's Gezel Gomer. Amar Rav Chizda qualifies. Gezel Gomer midivreihem. It doesn't mean that it's a full Gezel. It means that midrabanan there's Gzela. Asks the Gemara, lemay nafgamina midrabbi Yossi. What's the nafgamina going to be? Whether we formulate it as a Gezel Gomor, or like the Rabbana, violation of Darkei Shalom. Even Rabbi Yossi says it's not a full Gezel. Again, the reason why it's not a full Gezel is because the Chereshot of Ikatan don't have the ability, don't have the Das to acquire something. So then, no way Minat Torah is a full Gezel. So who cares whether you call it Darkei Shalom or Gezel Gomor? So says the Gemara, L'may nafkamina lo'otzio bidayonim, to take out with judges. If judges deem that the Cheresh Shota V'Katan picked something else and someone stole it from him, so then, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could be Motzi B'Dayanim. The Dayanim will be able to collect. However, according to the Rabbanan, if it's Darkei Shalom, then the Dayanim will not be able to collect. Rashi adds in the first narrow line, Lotzio B'Dayanim, to the Rabbanan Lo Nafik B'Dayanim. According to the Rabbanan, he won't be able to take out with Dayanim. Rashi adds, though, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, he's not considered a full Gazlan to passel him for Eidus or for the violation of the Din D'Oraisa of Lo Sigzal. We also learned, Ani Hamanakish Beros Shazayis, we learned in the Mishnah that a poor person who's cutting on a tree, standing on the tree, he's cutting off the zaysim, and then they fall down, so then you're not allowed to take that before he gets down from the tree due to Darkei Shalom. Tana, we learned, imliket v'nasam biyad, if the poor person took it off the tree and put it himself down on the ground. Areze Gezel Gomer. Then, it's no longer a violation of Darkei Shalom, it's Gezel Gomer. Rav Kahana v'ka'ozel lahotzil chazia. Lahu gavra davi shodi ufaya. Rav Kahana went to visit a place called Hutzi and he saw that there was a person that was throwing down pieces of wood. Karnarsin Tamri. And there were dates that were falling down when he threw it down. Azal Klaman Kitvachel, and Rav Kana ate them. Amar Lei. So that person said to him, Chazimar, Dibidoi Shadisinu. Didn't you see that I took these branches and threw them down to the ground? How could you take the gates? The dates. Amalei Ma'asar Yoshia Ata. You come from the land of Reb Oshia, that they know halachos. Kari Allah, Vitzadik Yisod Olam. And Rav Kahana said about him that you are a Tzadik Yisod Olam from Reb Oshia's land. What changed in the story in terms of the perspective that Rav Kahana had when he took the fruits versus when the fellow told him, you're doing something wrong because I was kona the fruits, is noticed the words of the fellow who's cutting off. He says, Chazimar dibidoi shadisinu. I took it with my hand. Rav Kahana did not realize that this fellow had taken it from his hand. And since he did not realize that he'd take it from his hand, he thought that there wasn't any kinyan. Tosfos asks a very, very sharp question in Dibra Maschil Shadi. And that is, how could Rav Kahana seem to violate our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that if you see the Ani throwing it down, then don't take it. It's not Gezel, he wasn't Kona, but don't take it due to Darkei Shalom. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel as saying that Rav Kahana thought that this case was different. When it comes to the Ani is taking off the olives, he's knocking them down to the ground. In such a case, it's clear he wants olives. Here, Rav Kahana thought that the fellow wanted only the branches. Hence, there wouldn't be a problem even of Darkei Shalom. In the Mishnah we learned, Ein Mimachin B'yad Aniyei Achrim, Bileket b'shicha mepeya mipnei darkei shalom. We don't protest goyim coming to collect leket and shicha and peya, the leftovers of one's field, as described in Maseches Peya, the mitzvah d'oraisa in Parshas Kedoshim. That mitzvah, even though it applies to another Jew, if a poor Gentile wants to take, we don't protest. Tan rabbanan mefarnes imaniyei nachrim imaniyei Yisrael. The halachi is that we support Gentile poor with the poor of Jews. And we visit Gentiles who are sick along with Jews who are sick. And we bury Gentiles and Jews. Here the Mefarshim point out, doesn't mean with Mese Yisrael that we bury them in the same cemetery, as Rashi points out right before our Mishnah, nine lines into the wide, but rather we make sure that they get appropriate burial as well. Rashi talks about, particularly in a case where Jews were murdered with Gentiles together, we work to make sure, God forbid, that the Gentiles also have burial place. Mipnei Darkei Shalom, all the above halachos, aniyim, cholim, and kovrim, are all due to Darkei Shalom. We have a new Mishnah, an important Mishnah, a little bit of a complicated Mishnah. Not complex, but a little bit complicated, particularly in terms of halacha l'maisa. And that is where the line of Ovrei Aveira and Darkei Shalom meet. How do we maintain Shalom even if people are doing Averos? A very, very important topic, and one that requires tremendous sensitivity, both in terms of the Lamdus and Halacha, as well as the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and the actual Maisa. Says the Mishnah, the actual Limaisa. Says the Mishnah, Mashal's Isha L'Chaverta HaChashuda Al Shvius Nofo Ukvara V'Reichayim V'Tanu. This Mishnah also appears in Maseches Shvius, Perakei Mishnah Tes, and that is the halacha that a woman is allowed to lend to her friend who she suspects is going to be using a Nofo, or cover-up, those are type of sieves, to do malacha with peiros shviyas, and not to make them hefker after beer. We know the halacha is that the Torah describes in Parshas Bahar that at a particular time when the fruits are no longer found on the tree, we're not supposed to hoard them. We're supposed to keep them hefker. You're supposed to leave it accessible to everybody. Of course, the Yetzer Hara is for a person to want to hoard their possessions and not to be mafkirit during the time of biur. If I am lending someone a utensil, or my wife is lending her friend a utensil, and we suspect that she's going to be using it with peros shvius that she was supposed to be mafkir, so the halacha is that one is allowed to leave a sifter, a grinder, and an oven. Aval lo tavar velo titzchan ima, but she's not allowed to grind with her. According to Rashi, the problem is as follows. If she grinds with her, then she's a misayeya lidei ovrei avera. This woman is hoarding peros, and the Talmid Chacham's wife is helping her. So then, in such a case, that would be problematic. The Mishnah now is discussing a case of Meiser that's similar to the case of Shviyas. Eishes Chavar Mashelis Le'eishes Am Ha'aretz, a woman who has a chazaka that she is one who is trustworthy on Trumas HaMeiser. That is a unique status of Chaver, that he's trustworthy on Trumas HaMeiser. The first case of the Mishnah didn't use the expression. I mentioned that she might have been the wife of a Talmid Chacham, but doesn't use the expression Chaver, because Chaver is someone who is trustworthy for Trumas HaMeisris. Masheles Leisha Amaretz, she's allowed to lend to a woman Amaretz, Nafa Ukvara, a sieve, and not only that, Ubareres V'tochenes Umarakedesima, she could actually grind with her. In other words, we are, for some reason, at first glance, not concerned that the woman is involved with fruits that don't have Trumas HaMeisros. Because if we would, as the Gemara will go on to explain, then we should have the same problem that we had in the Reisha, and that is that one is being Misayeya Deovre Avera. The Gemara is going to explain that Shvius and Maisris are different, that a person is going to be more choshud on Shvius than they are in regards to Maisris. However, Avol Mishatatil Es HaMayim, but the moment in which water is put into the dough, Lo Tiga Ima, so then in such a case, she should not touch the dough with the other woman, because the other woman might be Tameya, and then she will become Tamei, and it's prohibited to make the dough Tamei for Challah, because we know there's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. The Mishnah says, Lefi She'ein Machzikin Yidei Over Avera. We're going back to the Reisha, and in the Reisha we learned that you can't work with someone who is Choshal Shvius because of Machzik Yidei Over Avera, that Rashi called a Misayeya. V'kulon loy amru ela mepnei darkon shalom. And the fact that we allowed the individual to be involved with the woman, to give her the utensils in the first place, is due to Darkei Shalom. So a fascinating balance in our Mishnah. You can't actually do the Malacha with her, but to give her the Kalim, it would seem one it would be allowed. U'machzikin dei nachrim b'shvius. You're allowed to encourage. Now, the Gemara is going to have a discussion exactly what does it mean to encourage goyim who are doing Malacha on Shvius. Avaloi yidei Yisrael, but you're not allowed to encourage Jews. V'shalin b'shloma. And you're allowed to say, hello, to the Nachri, and use the word even Shalom, despite the fact Rashi explains it's the Shem Hashem, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. We mentioned that in the Mishnah there seems to be at first glance something incongruous. The woman is not allowed to help her neighbor who's Choshed Al Shviyas, but she is allowed to help her neighbor in regards to fruits. That's not clear if Maestros have been taken off. Maishna Ratio, Maishna Sefer, why is in the Ratio one is not allowed to work with her? And wine safe is one allowed. Amar Abaye Rov Amearitz Maestrain, a very important rule that the majority of Amearitz Maestrain, so therefore, the Eishes Chaver is allowed to assume that her neighbor is not doing anything wrong, because the majority of Amearitz have taken off Maeser. Rav Amar Hacha Ba Amearitz de Rabbi Meir, Vituma Utaara de Rabban. Rava gives a complicated answer. Rava says that we don't assume that the majority of people take off Maestros. However, the reason why you're allowed to involve is due to the position of both Rebbe Meir and the Rabbana. Disanya,
The Gemara is going to explain what is Reb Meir Rabbanan. Is that Am Aretz? Who qualifies as Am Aretz? Kol Sheina Oichel Cholov B'Tahara. There is a concept of eating Chulin B'Tahara. Chazal wanted us to stay in a state of Tahara as much as possible. So therefore, there was some who were Machmir on themselves, and one was considered outside of the league of Am Aretz only if you were machmir yourself to eat even chulin b'tahara. That's Rabbi Meir. If someone wasn't machbid to eat chulin b'tahara, so then in such a case, he did not have a din of a chaver. He was considered an am haaretz. Rashi, of course, points out, four lines into the why, that the Torah only requires truma and kachim to be eaten b'tahara. Nevertheless, there is a din am haaretz to one who eats bituma, is not makbid to eat foods that hartar, as a way of encouraging tahara in general. The Gemara's answer is that we were talking about this type of am haaretz. We're talking about someone who's chashud not to eat tahara b'chulin. Explains Rashi at the end of Dibra Maschul Rav Amar, seven lines in, into the wide. Therefore, one is allowed to, in the Seifa, grind with such a person. We didn't make a gzeira on Tumas Chulim B'Tahara. The Chachamim Omrim, Kol Shein Maaser Peirosav. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir and say, in Am Aretz is only someone who's not Maaser Peirosav. But our Mishnah is going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara points out, though, earlier, that in terms of Tumat Tahara, we're following the opinion of the Rabbanan. What that means is that we follow the Chashash Midrabbanan of Chulim B'Tahara. However, it doesn't mean the Shita of the Rabbanan. It means the Chashash of the Rabbanan. And since it's only a Chashash Midrabbanan, then one could grind with him. Asks the Gemara of Ahamidiktani Seifa Mishitatil Es Hamayim Lotigaba Ima. Later on, we said that once the water is put in, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to touch because lest you make it tameh. Michlal, the Reisha la b'tumah v'tahara skin. It sounds like in the Reisha, we weren't concerned about tumah v'tahara, we were concerned about something else. We sound like we were concerned not about a chashash of tumah v'tahara midrabbanan, but a chashash that this woman didn't take off trumas and maestras altogether. Answers the Gemara, Reisha v'seifa b'tumah v'tahara. V'reisha b'tumas chulin, v'seifa b'tumas chala. A very simple answer. And that is the original case of when we allow to grind is talking about the chumr of chulas chulin. The seifa is talking about the real chashash d'araisa. And that is that you're going to cause the dough to become tummy in coming in contact with the woman who is an eishes ama aretz. And that will cause the dough to become tummy. And then you'll be making chalat meah, which is a problem in our Torah. L'chatchila, one is not allowed to do it. Ureminu, says the Gemara, Teichnin, going on to Samach Aleph on the base, Umafgidin Eitzel Ochel Shvius, Ve'Eitzel Ochel Perosein Betuma, Avolo Laochel Shvius, Velo Laochel Perosein Betuma. The halacha is, one is allowed to leave one's food, even by Baal Aveira of Ochle Shvius, and Ochlo Peroseim Bituma, which Lechatchila one has to eat one's fruit Bitahara, as we learned earlier. If you leave your food or produce by them, you don't have to be concerned that they mixed it up or were Metame your fruits. However, Avolo Laochle Shvius, Velo Laochle Peroseim Bituma. However, you're not allowed to actually grind with them because you're being misayeya lidei ovrei avera. The kasha is that we said that you're not allowed to grind even with people who are ochle perosehim bituma. We had given the teretz of Rava, where Rava had said that grinding with them is not going to be a problem, and that's how he read our Mishnah. Amr Abaye, Abaye comes along and defends Rava. Hasam, the honesty of Torah, even though Abaye gave his own teretz, but Abaye comes along and gives another teretz. Hasam b'kain ha'chosh lecho truma b'tumah skinan. No, no, no. The case that we just mentioned from this brisa
of tochnim mafkidim avalolach l'shivus lolach l'perasam mitumah is not talking about a Yisrael who is supposed to eat his chulin b'tahara. Rather, we're talking about a kohen that is chashud that you're grinding with him truma tameya. Da'avalei tumah d'araisa, that would be tumah d'araisa. Yihachi mafkidinen, if that's so, are you going to be able to be mafkid? A tongue twister. Mafkidin. If that's so, are you going to be able to be mafkid? Are you going to be able to leave your fruits by such a person? Ureminu, I'll ask you from another brisa. Mafkidin truma eitzel Yisrael ama aretz. You're allowed to leave truma by Yisrael who's an ama aretz. V'lo eitzel kohen ama aretz m'nei shalibo gaspa. We're afraid that the kohen ama aretz is going to partake of the truma and come to be metameit. So what do you see? That the above brisa cannot be talking about a kohen. Because if that would be so, not only would it be prohibited to grind with him the truma that might be tameah, you're also not allowed to leave your fruit with him. And the opening line on the top of our amud was tochen mafkin, that you're allowed to. Answers the Gemara Rabbeloi, hach maiskinan bikli cheres hamukav tsamud psil. The case in which you're allowed to leave the truma with him is in a case of where the truma is in a kli cheres that it is closed. And therefore we're not afraid that the kohen is going to come to be metame. He's not going to open the seal. And if it's closed when it's a kli cheres that is mukav b'tzamid psil, there will be no chash of him making it tame. Asks the Gemara, v'leichu shema tasitenu ishtanida. That's fine in terms of being metame biyad, that as long as it's sealed, if he touches the utensil, it won't be metame, that which is inside. But if his wife is a nida, and she sits on top of it, so then in such a case, she would be metame. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah, loy kasha. Kam beperus shelochshuru, kam beperus shelochshuru. We go now to a different teretz that Rabbi Yirmiyah had given. We're not going to give the ukimta of a kli cheres, but rather, in order to defend Shitas Rava, we're going to explain the two brisos as follows. Suggests Rabbi Eloy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, we're backing away from Rabbi Eloy's teretz, suggests Rabbi Yirmiyah, it depends on what type of fruits we're talking about. If we're talking about fruits that already had water on top of them, that's huchsher lekabel tuma, so then in such a case, one is not allowed to give it to the kohen amaretz, but he might be metamin. However, if it's not huchsher, then you would be allowed to. Is that true, says the Gemara? Once it is not huchshar, then you're going to be allowed to, and it's going to be usher when it's huchshar. Ureminu, I'll ask you the following question. Hamolech, this comes from a Mishnah in Demai. Hamolech chitin letochen kusi, or letochen amar. Someone brings wheat for a kusi to grind, or an amar to grind. Harelu b'cheskasan, they remain in their chazaka, and their presumptive status is that they are assumed to be the fruits that you brought them and brought, and everything is fine. L'maisru l'shvis. That's in regards to maisru l'shvis. Avololu tumah. But when it comes to tumah, we have to presume that they were metami them. Hai mai rumya. What case are we talking about where we presume that the fellow was metami? The kusi was metami. Lavu kimna b'perish lo hukshuru. Even fruits, it sounds like, that didn't have water come on top of them. So what do we see? We assume that if you leave someone fruits, even if it's not huchshir l'kabel tumah, it can become tameh. Analyzes the Gemara. Ud ka'ayrila, mai ka'ayrila. And what was the fellow thinking in the first place in his kasha? Of course, we could give a simple answer. We were talking about peros shelo huchshir. So the Gemara now explains the question a little bit better. Mishum the kabay the mirma achrisi Allah, because we could have asked the following question on this brisa from another brisa. Hareilu b'cheskas on the meiser and shviyas. We learned that there is a chazaka if you leave meiser and shviyas, you don't have any chash, and there's no chash of achlofa. V'lechlufe lo chashinim. What the maksha meant to ask was, are you not choshesh for achlofa u'reminu? Hanosein l'chamoso meiser. If someone leaves by his mother-in-law meiser, eshu nosein la ve'eshu notel himenu mipnei shechashuda michalefes
hamiskalkel. The halacha is, we're afraid that the mother-in-law is going to change it. Not because she's a bad woman, but rather a fascinating phenomenon that's described also in Demai, and that is that we're afraid that she's going to want to give him something better. But when she gives him something better, so then she's now exchanging the meiser. So what do we see? That we're choshesh for hachlafa. So why did we assume above that we're not choshesh for hachlafa? Hasam answers the Gemara the reason that we mentioned before. Kiktani taima amr of Yehuda rotzihi bitakonas bita uboshem michatna. She wants what's best for her daughter, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law, and therefore she's going to exchange for something that's better. And therefore, we're not concerned in general for hachlafa. So we don't concern ourselves generally for achlafa, like we mentioned above, and all the brises could be reconciled even according to Rava. Says the Gemara, and in general we're assuming, like we learned on the top line, that we're not choshesh for achlafa. Ula alma lo chashin vatanat, another Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Demai as well. All these are Mishnahis in Demai. In Perek Gimel, not mistaken, Mishnah Hey, Hanoisan lepudokus meiser. If someone leaves their meiser by their host in a hotel, eshu nosan lo veeshu notel menu mipnei shemachlefes. The halacha is that he has to give meiser eshu nosan lo. He needs to give meiser from what he gave him, as well as what he gets back, because we're afraid that even though he gave him something that had been already removed from Meiser, nevertheless, we're afraid that what happens is that it was exchanged. So what do we see? We see that we're choshesh for exchange. And says the Gemara, in general, we learn the halach is toichin mafkidim, that we're not afraid. However, hasam marya va'amra. Over there, the host, it's the feminine over here. In general, the hotels were run by women. She's going to be Mara Heter. What's she going to say? She's going to say, Beirav Leichel Chamima V'ana Eichel Karura. She's going to say that's a mitzvah for her to exchange. Again, the mother-in-law, who is concerned that she, similar to a mother-in-law, that wants the best, so too this hostess wants the best for the Talmidim. And since she wants the best, she's going to want to exchange the fruits that she thinks are starting to spoil, and she's going to want to give them something that is better. Here, chamima means hot. That means that fruits that have begun to spoil. And I'm eating cold fruits. It's so beautiful. But unfortunately, what happens is that someone, even when their intention is good, then they could still make a mistake. Says the Gemara, Vakati, but in general, Alma lo chayshin, you're saying we're not choshesh, that people are in exchange? Vatanya. But didn't we learn in a brisa, Eishes chaver tochenesim eishes am haaretz, that a woman who's a chaver is allowed to a grind with an eishes am haaretz? A very simple, similar line to what we had in our Mishnah as well. But this is a tosefta in Taharas, because there the chashash is explicitly in regards to tumah tahara. Bizman she tmeya, the woman who's a chaver is allowed to grind with am haaretz when she's tmeya. Avolo bizman she tahara, but not when she's tahara. Shem lazer omer af bizman she tmeya lo titchon mipnei shechaver. We're afraid that the chaverta is going to give her the food to eat, and she's going to give her food that is not meiser. Analyzes the Gemara. Wait a second, we're choshesh that her friend is going to give her food that belongs to her husband. Hashta, mignav ganva. The eishes amart is going to steal chilufei na lo machlifa onto samach beiz amadalf, and she's not going to exchange foods. Amar Rav Yosef Rosa says this. Hasam nami moira va'amra. In the case of the eishes amaret, she is mora heter to herself, va'amra. And she says, I'm allowed to do it. Tura midashye ka'achil. I am giving so much to my husband, and this woman is helping me. And this woman is like a shor that the pasuk says, lo sachsom shor bedisho. So I want to help her, and it's mutter for me to give the fruits that belong to the Am HaAretz. This is an interesting Gemara. which obviously begs for a halacha from the daily daf, that according to Dine de Gemara, at first glance, the halacha should say that a woman is not allowed to give any food in her house because it belongs to her husband. She's not allowed to give it to anybody else. Either way, the bottom line is that when it comes to, in general, in most cases, a hostess might be an exception. A mother-in-law might be an exception because their motivations are sincere. But in general, you don't have to be afraid that even a chashid exchanges food. However, the halacha is that one is not allowed to grind with people who are involved in chashos da'araisa. Examples of that are someone who is involved in peros shvius that needed to be hefker. Another example of that is Tumah Dechala, that Rashi, we did not mention this on the bottom line, quotes a pasuk, Mishmeres Trumosai, that one is not allowed to cause Tumah Tegam to Chala. And finally, when it comes to Tumah Derabanan, one can grind with them, but when it comes to Tumah Deraisa, one cannot. That was a summary of Amud Beis. We learned on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, that if one took something that belongs to a cheresh shot of a katan, according to the Chacham, you violate the Arkei Shalom, but it cannot be money that would be returned through Dayanim. While Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he calls it Gezel Gomor Midrabanan, we saw the concept of Darkei Shalom, of supporting Aniyei Nachrim, of visiting Cholei Nachrim, and burying Meisei Nachrim. This Beis HaHashem concludes Daf Samach Aleph in Maseches Gittin. May we be zocha to be makabel Shabbos Kodesh mitoch Simcha, and be zocha to see Yeshuos for all of Klal Yisrael.